This is Jordan Sekulow. What will the first few days of the Obama administration look like? And how will this change the issues that matter most to you?
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
J. Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in
freedom. Hey, welcome to J. Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Joined by Drew Ryan, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. He's in Washington, D.C. I'm in Virginia Beach. I'll be heading down to Washington this evening because tomorrow we have a very important case at the United States Supreme Court where my dad will be arguing. Please keep him in your prayers as he stands before the court tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time. He's taking a break and resting his voice for tomorrow, but we want to talk to you. There is a lot to talk about, so call us at 1-800-684-3110. We've been talking about what the new Obama administration will look like and what change really means. And the, quote, change that's coming is the change that President Obama promised, which includes overturning President Bush's 2001 executive order to prohibit the use of federal tax dollars for performing or advocating abortion as a means of family planning in foreign countries. What does this mean? Hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. That's on top of the hundreds of millions, the $300 million that already goes to Planned Parenthood under Title X funding. If and when Barack Obama removes this executive order, this ban by President Bush, hundreds of new millions of taxpayer dollars will be going to organizations in developing countries that promote abortion. That's part one. Part two, again, removal of the Mexico City policy, which was put in place by President Reagan, taken back by Bill Clinton, and then reinstated by President Bush in 2001 after his election. This, again, is about funding of overseas abortions and taxpayer dollars going to organizations that do this. But today, we've got a new ripple in the situation, the battle at the United Nations. Folks, we engage the UN through the ECLJ, which is a non-governmental organization recognized by the United Nations. And of course, our team in Washington, D.C. and in Europe and around the world has been engaging the UN on the defamation of religion situation. Under this Barack Obama administration, it looks like, and there are reports coming out, that the Obama team will push treaties which will, again, that Christians and conservatives have been fighting for and fighting against, that include promoting abortion overseas, U.S. tax dollars going to more overseas abortions. That's through the United Nations. The other, through the executive order. So a two-pronged attack on the life movement expected immediately when Barack Obama is sworn into president on January 20th at his inauguration. Folks, we want to talk to you about it at 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. 3110. Let me go to Drew Ryan. Drew, you're in our studio in Washington, D.C., and I want to talk to you very quickly as we go into this first break. This is going to be a fight, and people have got to get on board. They've got to stand, and they've got to fight hard because the attacks on abortion are going to come left and right immediately, multi-pronged.
Well, Jordan, it's interesting. We are only 1 week removed from the election, and things are moving fast here in Washington, D.C. It's interesting to see the Obama team release a new story every day of exactly which direction they are going in. So I've got to think that some people out there that voted for him are having a little bit of a sticker of tag shock, so to speak, in the sense of, well, we thought we voted for somebody bringing change, but this isn't really the kind of change we were anticipating. I tell you what, Jordan, this is not the time, though, to be afraid. It's the time to be educated on the issues and to stand firm for what you believe in. And that's what we're doing here with the ACLJ here in Washington, D.C.
You got to join the fight, folks. You got to be prepared for battle. The battle begins today. It doesn't begin January 20th. It begins today. And you've got to be armed. Get the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, the Ten Commandments, in a free document we put together, absolutely free for you, our free booklet, The Foundations of Freedom. We want you to be armed for battle. Call right now. Get your free copy, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we've put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America. And the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on a critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice: remove existing displays or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
This is my right.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I'm joined by Drew Ryan, who's in our Washington, D.C. office. He's the director of our government affairs. A big case tomorrow at the U.S. Supreme Court. My dad's resting his voice today, getting ready for that. And we are talking about the upcoming battles, and they are occurring, and they are starting right now, coming out of the Obama transition team on the right to life and the attack on pro-life measures put in place by President Bush. Policies that have been fought against by conservatives and Christians at the United Nations, a multi-pronged attack on pro-life resolutions and pro-life policies. And Drew, we've got a very special guest who's calling into the program.
That's right. We have Jack calling in from Georgia, and it says on our call line that this could be Congressman Kingston. Is this you, Congressman?
Yes. Hey, Drew. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to have you call in. Always one of the great conservative stalwarts there in the House. But what do we want to chat with you about today?
Well, I just wanted to give a perspective. I just, you know, finished up last week my campaign. I had an opponent who declared against me a year ago, and during that period of time, but most especially I noticed in the last 2 months, I've given speeches out on the campaign trail, talking to lots and lots of people, individually and in groups, question and answers after every public appearance, and only had one question about abortion. And my point is that I know that the Christian traditional value issues are out there. They're strong. As you know, I worked with your dad and you on a lot of issues over the years. But I think we in the Christian community slept through this one. I really think we put our pocketbooks first. And so these executive orders that are going to be coming out of Obama's camp immediately, I think we kind of have to share a little bit of responsibility that, you know, we decided that the bailout vote was more important than the abortion vote on this particular election.
You know, Congressman Kingston, this is Jordan Sekulow, and I know you represent the 1st District in Georgia, pretty conservative district, and the fact that people aren't talking about abortion or just seems like that wasn't an issue they were focused on as much during this campaign cycle. Now they're focusing back. They're seeing what Barack Obama and his transition team is putting out and what change really does mean. What is the best thing right now as we're preparing for this change coming on January 20th for people to do to join the battle to fight for these policies?
Well, Jordan, I think that's a great question. I believe that what people have to realize is get the message out to their members of Congress, Democrat or Republican, that, hey, I voted for change, meaning I was sick and tired of a bad economy and the war in Iraq, and I just didn't like George Bush for a number of reasons. But I do not give Barack Obama a blank slate. I'm not supporting his entire liberal agenda. You know, change was I wanted to change the administration, but I didn't want them to just go hog wild and rebuild America. And I think that that signal has to get out. And the reason why the congressmen are a little bit more leveraged is because we are already up for re-election in 2 years. And for many of us, we have seats that, we're on borrowed time, Democrat or Republican. The districts swing back and forth a lot faster than the White House does. So I think the soft point really is the Congress, and then followed by just the court of public opinion, letters to the editor and speaking out and getting the churches mobilized and the sort of things that you do with your listeners.
Congressman, it's Drew Ryan. If I could just jump back in here, I've got one more question for you, because a lot of people are talking, we see it on the talk shows all the time, that maybe Reagan Republicanism, in other words, conservatism is dead. What are your thoughts on that? Because I think that in a sense, part of Republicanism over these last few years was repudiated over these last two election cycles. But I've got to think that the principles of conservatism, limited government, standing strong on these social issues is still alive and well. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Drew, you're exactly right. You know, I had a reporter say to me, hey, don't you think you ought to change now that you've lost the entire Northeast and you guys got routed another year? And I said, yes, I do think the Republican Party ought to change. Here's an idea. Why don't we get Republicans to act like Republicans and to actually cut spending and cut out all the pork barrel earmark type stuff and reduce taxes or, you know, move towards a fair tax or a flat tax, some sort of tax simplification. And, let's limit the size of government and the things that we're supposed to be doing, because I think a lot of folks got disenchanted because they thought, you know, there's no difference in Republicans and the Democrats. Look how they spend money and look at their own scandals and their own corruption.
Congressman Kingsley, this is Jordan Sekulow. I want to thank you for calling in and also for letting our listeners hear our representatives in Congress who are standing up for them, who are battling on these issues, and who will continue to battle even as we enter into what looks like a very tough time. But we're ready for the fight. We've been preparing for the fight, and we knew it was coming, especially in the House and the Senate, and we'll be prepared.
Jordan, you know, what you're saying is music to my ears and a lot of other conservatives who are still left standing. We need your listeners to be active. So you and Drew, keep up the good work. And say hi to both of your parents for me.
All right. Thanks, Congressman.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
All right. We'll go back to the phones, folks. 1-800-684-3110. That was Congressman Jack Kingston from the 1st District of Georgia, a well-known conservative who has fought on these issues long and hard in the Congress. Drew, I know you've got a relationship there as well. But he just called in today to talk about this issue, about what it was like on the campaign trail this year and the issue of abortion not really coming up at all. Like he said, one question he received at a campaign event on abortion. But now we're seeing what's really going to be happening under a Barack Obama, quote, change administration when it comes to the issue of life, the repeal of the Mexico City policy. Again, that's funding, more taxpayer funding of organizations that provide abortions overseas, battles at the UN for the same reason. We're talking hundreds of millions of new tax dollars, money that you and I pay, going to organizations that provide abortions overseas, directly to those organizations. The battle starts today. Call and get your Foundations of Freedom, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, the Ten Commandments, a free booklet. This is, you need to arm for battle, folks. You need to be ready as we go into these fights. You need to understand our founding documents. Call right now, get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. Stand with Congressman Kingston and those representatives in Congress who are going to keep this battle going. You can also go to aclj.org. Drew?
Well, you know, one thing, Jordan, I just want to point out is what we're seeing is we're going to see these conservatives like Jack Kingston, Trent Franks from Arizona. In fact, we're seeing Mike Pence out of Indiana, a strong conservative voice over these last few years, running for leadership. And I think we're going to see a coalescing around conservative principles, at least on the Republican side. Now, an interesting thing to note, too, Jordan, is we actually saw the election of some more pro-life Democrats. And I mentioned this on radio the other day. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see during the 111th the decisions that they will have to face from Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi of, well, do you want your committee assignment or will you vote the way I want you to vote, even though it goes against what you have pledged your constituents on the trail? And again, going back to what Kingston was talking about is what people were promised on the campaign trail as to what we're actually going to see take place during the 111th and the first 4 years potentially of Barack Obama's presidency.
You know, folks, this is such an important issue, and it's coming left and right. More information every single day. Again, keep the Supreme Court case in your prayers tomorrow. That is very important, folks. That's why my dad's off the air today, making sure his voice is good and ready to go to stand before the United States Supreme Court tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Keep it in your prayers today. Let's go back to the phones. Alice is calling from Georgia on line 4. Alice, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
I wanted to get that Foundation of Freedom because I think all those things are important, you know, like the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and all that.
Well, you know, Alice, this is what you do. To get your copy of the Foundations of Freedom, and it's important, you just call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. We want to arm you for this battle, and we are already engaging in it right now. You heard Congressman Kingston say it. You've got to stand up. You have to let your voices be heard. You can't be discouraged. You can't hide your head in the sand. You've got to keep your head above water, and you've got to keep fighting. Get the Foundations of Freedom, Alice. And if you want to be like Alice and get your copy, just call 877-989-2255. Pat's calling from Delaware on line 6. Pat, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay. In the Garden of Eden, God gave Adam and Eve the choice to eat from any tree in the Garden of Eden, and with his consequences of death. In the Bible, God also gives curses and blesses, life or death, and tells us to choose the consequences. He tells us what's right and what's wrong with consequences. The pro-choice term is used in deception to childbearing parents, preteens and adults, and they're not given choices with consequences. Can legally they be made to give them choices, alternatives, and can the pro-life movement work with them? I'm saying the pro-life meaning that they would work with
right them. I understand what you're saying, Pat. Let me tell you this. Barack Obama is going to repeal those informed consent laws, so there will not be any more informed consent, it looks like, under an Obama administration. He will, and listen to this, he will fight so that minors' parents don't know if they're going to have an abortion. And also, to take that step further, the funding is going to go up for abortion. Abstinence education will be over with, and the funding of that overseas. It will be sex education. Abortion will be not only provided, but encouraged overseas, Pat. That is the difference of the battle we're going into, folks, which is why you need to stand with us and call right now. Get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution. Arm yourself for battle. It's absolutely free. Call right now, 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called the Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield. Well, the first thing I'd do as president is sign the Freedom of Choice Act.
That is President-elect Barack Obama speaking to Planned Parenthood, talking about the Freedom of Choice Act, which would overturn the federal partial birth abortion ban signed into law by President Bush, among other things, like the informed consent laws that Drew was talking about, even when we're talking about minors and informed consent. But let's go right to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. David's calling from Illinois on line 6. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Hey, David.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good.
My wife and I support a crisis pregnancy center here in Chicago, mm-hmm. and I was wondering how the Freedom of Choice Act, so-called, might impact the ability of these places that provide alternatives for women to abortion, how they might be impacted by that law if it's passed.
Yeah, let me go right to Drew, David, because, Drew, what we have here is a situation where these are a lot of times administrative policies, congressional laws combined with executive orders on funding for organizations like crisis pregnancy centers. I would first tell you, David, to keep supporting your crisis pregnancy center. And under an Obama administration, they're going to need that personal support coming from the community, because I can almost guarantee that this administration and the House and Senate under Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid as well will fight to remove any of the funding that goes to those crisis pregnancy centers. What do you think, Drew?
Well, Jordan, and that's the thing, is the funding, the federal funding going to these crisis pregnancy centers, if they are getting any kind of federal funding. And if you actually look at what Planned Parenthood is getting and some of these pro-life organizations, it's next to nothing.
Right.
But I think the thing that will be interesting, and you touched on it, Jordan, is what we're going to see rolled back by the Freedom of Choice Act, the partial birth abortion ban, these informed consent laws, which are actually on the books only in 8 states. But in those 8 states, we have seen the abortion rates drop dramatically, parental consent, transporting minors across state lines for abortions. All these things that the pro-life movement has been working on over these last few years, Jordan, is in a sense kind of nipping at the heels of Roe versus Wade, those could all be swept away literally by the stroke of a pen by President-elect Barack Obama. It's just one of those things, Jordan, where I want to encourage our listeners, pay attention to what is going on in Washington, D.C. That's what we're going to be doing here through this radio show, through the TV show, is keeping you informed. But you as citizens, as the voting electorate, pay attention to what is going on behind closed doors in these committees, these subcommittees, who President Obama is appointing to the Federal Communications Commission and on down the line, because that's where these things of change are really going to take place. So, Jordan, I just again want to tell our listeners, pay attention and stay informed as the years and the weeks and the months unfold as we go into this Obama presidency.
Listen, folks, you heard from Congressman Kingston, who called in today, the congressman from the 1st District in Georgia, to talk about the fight that will be going on in Congress. There will also be a fight at the United Nations. This is a multi-pronged battle that is going to start. It's already started. It has started with executive orders. It will start in Congress. It will start at the United Nations. And the push will be, and what I think is one of the most damaging pushes, is more of our taxpayer dollars, the taxes I pay, the taxes you pay, going directly to organizations who promote and provide abortions. Under the Bush administration policies, and even under some of the Title X funding, technically we weren't directly funding the actual abortion procedure. Under these new policies, we'll be paying for abortions. That's what we're dealing with here. We will be paying for abortions. You need to stand up, folks. Arm yourself. Get ready for this battle. Call and get your copy of The Foundations of Freedom, the free booklet we put together for you. 877-989-2255, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address. We've also included the Ten Commandments. Again, call, get your copy, arm yourself for battle. 877-989-2255. Tammy's calling from Oregon on line 3. Tammy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you. Thanks, I have Tammy. A quick question. I have two. I think all the Christians should put the Ten Commandments in their window, display them in their yard, wherever they can. But the second one, who gives the president a right to go in and flip over something that's put into law when they get in there?
Well, Tammy, who gives them the ability to do that is the American people who voted for them. And this only involves executive orders, but executive orders are very powerful. Things like the Mexico City policy that was put in place first by President Reagan about the overseas funding of abortion organizations that promote abortion. So because the American people, they are responsible. At the end of the day, the voters are responsible for giving the president the ability to undo the previous executive orders. Now, it's commonplace politically, but what we're going to see is a major shift between the Bush administration's policy towards abortion and the funding of abortion organizations, and Barack Obama, who will increase the federal funding, federal taxpayer dollars going to abortion organizations, as well as remove the ban on medical research that creates and destroys human embryos to harvest stem cells. That's one we haven't talked about yet today. These are all fights for life, and they could be literally swiftly taken away by Barack Obama by executive orders immediately. But we keep battling. We keep fighting. We fight at the UN. We fight in Congress. We fight at the executive branch. And we fight on the airwaves to tell people what this change really could mean to the issues that you care so much about. Let's go back to the phones. Terry calling from California on line 6. Terry, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi there. I'm calling from the state of California, and Proposition 4 was a 48-hour waiting period and parental notification before abortions for minors. And although I voted to have that proposition was defeated. And so I'm just hearing a lot of negative going out against Barack Obama, who hasn't taken office yet, when the state of California has already defeated this. I'm a nonpartisan Christian. I was originally for Huckabee, and because of his position on the Confederate flag in South Carolina, I went into prayer and asked God, who should I vote for? I had voted for Bush twice, and I asked the Lord, and the Lord said Obama in January. And so I'm just saying that we need to be praying about the heart of this president and praying that anything that is not of God would be reversed.
Well, hey, Terry, listen, I agree with you 100%, and you're right. These activities have not actually happened yet. And I'm not going to fault the voters in California so much, because that is the people voting. But Barack Obama, who I don't think many Christian voters understood exactly where he was on abortion, has already given the indication. We're not making this up, Terry. He's given the indication that all of this will happen 1 or 2 days after he becomes president of the United States, maybe the day he's sworn in on January 20th, the repeal of the Mexico City doctrine, the increased funding of embryonic stem cell research, and the creation of embryonic stem cells. And Drew, this is real. This is going to happen. This has been promised by Barack Obama. He promised to sign the Freedom of Choice Act as the first thing he would do as president of the United States.
Well, and that's one thing, Jordan, that I encourage a lot of people. You and I have both worked a lot of political campaigns, and I always encourage people, look at somebody's voting record before you vote for or against them. Because, you know, words are meaningless until they're put into action. And we have seen a pattern from Barack Obama that I think we are going to continue to see when he becomes president. And like I said, Team Obama has been putting out a new news story every day. And they are all centered around these executive orders and what exactly he's going to do. And like I said earlier, Jordan, he promised change. I'm just not sure that some of the people that voted for him were expecting this kind of change. But you know what? We still have 70 days before he is sworn in as president. We'll see what kind of change actually takes place in those first few days.
And, of course, you should stay in prayer, folks, and pray for the President-elect Obama and his administration that they do the right thing. We're just telling you about the real indications. And what I think many people just did not understand how radical he was specifically on the abortion issue. First, folks, keep the Supreme Court case in your prayers tomorrow. That's 10 a.m. Eastern Time. My dad will be standing before the U.S. Supreme Court, so keep it in your prayers and arm yourself for battle with the foundations of freedom. You heard from Congressman Kingston. You've heard from people around the country today. This is a real fight. You need to join with us. Get your copy of Foundations of Freedom right now, 877-989-2255. It's a toll-free number you call. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.